Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, September 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 315,000 jobs in August, and the unemployment rate ticked higher to 3.7% as more people looked for work. Job gains were strong in professional and business services, healthcare, and retail. And although the number of jobs added to the economy was smaller than in July, it's a sign that the job market still remains tight. Hourly wages grew 0.3% in August. That's also a pullback from July. And it gave Wall Street investors hope that it could lead the Federal Reserve to call for less aggressive interest rate increases to combat inflation. In late morning trading, the Dow Jones Industrials were up more than 300 points, or just over 1%. And the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were up more than 1.1%. The group of seven wealthy nations, which includes the U.S., has rolled out a plan to cap the price of Russian oil on global markets, part of a set of sanctions aimed at limiting Russia's revenue from oil sales. The plan seeks to resolve a dilemma that has so far confounded Western attempts to penalize Russia for its invasion of Ukraine: how to cut off Russia's revenue without reducing global oil supply and raising prices. And we report exclusively that General Motors will offer buyouts to all of its 2,000 Buick dealers in the U.S. as an alternative for franchise owners who don't want to make needed investments as the brand goes all electric. That's according to a company executive. Under the plan, a dealer who takes a buyout would give up the Buick franchise and no longer sell the brand, although nearly all Buick dealers also sell other GM models. In June, GM said that Buick would transition to sell exclusively electric vehicles by 2030. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.